To the extent that it's a chieftaincy matter, government is not going to interfere. However, we leave that to the remit of the traditional authorities, regional house chiefs, the judicial committee, national house chiefs, and the Supreme Court. The Bimbla chieftaincy matter have gone through the whole gamut and is now at the apex, Supreme Court. Government, however, Mr. Speaker, will not shirk its responsibility to ensure peace, security, and safety of all persons in Bimbla, for that matter, Ghana. And in Bimbla, government, in consonance of this commitment, has shown by the heavy deployment that we put in place. There are challenges that we must confront to be able to deal decisively with the Bimbla situation. And they are, Mr. Speaker, some of it, impunity. The second, institutional collaboration. The third, logistical demands. And the fourth, unresolved security issues. Mr. Speaker, the impunity stems from the fact that in spite of all these eruptions and deaths, not a single person has been held responsible for, nor sanctioned for the series of attacks which have resulted in the loss of lives. We must hold the culprits responsible and duly sanctioned to serve as a deterrent. Otherwise, looks like after some time we kill one side and the other side comes, and we can't tolerate that. Mr. Speaker, on institutional collaboration, we have instructed that DICEC and RECEC act more proactively together to ensure that we don't have a recurrence of the unfortunate incidents that have taken place.
My other concern is page 2 of the minister's comment. On Wednesday, 8 February 2017, RESEC internally received intelligence information that a planned escapement of one Mumuni Haruna as Bimbla Kumabi by the region of Bimbla had the potential to adversely impact the peace of Bimbla and its environs. Now, Mr. Speaker, what happened to our early warning signals and what happened to the urgency of deployment? Because if you go further in the minister's statement, he says later on the morning of 9 February 2017. So when you receive intelligence and picked up intelligence, military training, decisiveness, you have intelligence on the 8th, and this is already a security threatened area and zone known by the developments of 2014, 2015, and 16. It means there was lack in action, because that is why you have already stationed police and military presence in Bimbla. And Mr. Speaker, I say so to guide what future action should be and what future intervention should be.
It is not for nothing that matters relating to national security are not discussed in open plenary. We may have relevant information that we may want to share with the minister responsible for the interior, or even the minister responsible for national security. You don't ventilate it on the floor of the house. To the extent that what we know, truthful as it may be, may hurt some feelings and result in the inflammation of questions and further exacerbate the conflict. So it is not all that we know that we give them to, especially on the floor of this house. That is why, Mr. Speaker, I will plead with colleagues that we don't ventilate everything on the floor of the house, especially when they relate to certain sensitive institutions. I will urge the minister, the roadmap that he has given, if anybody has any information that could help curb the situation and resolve the problems, Mr. Speaker, that person may see the Minister of Interior and share the information.